Greetings to the brightest audience in the country. I am Bob Enyart, the pastor of Denver Bible Church. What do we have on the table here to talk about? Well, yesterday we aired our interview with Kathleen Willey, who was sexually assaulted by Bill Clinton in the Oval Office. And then what else have we got on the table? There's my longstanding challenge to an evolutionist out there to offer a solution to the problem if evolution is true and species evolve gradually step by step over hundreds or thousands of generations. How do you go from a caterpillar to a butterfly? How does that happen? Evolve to spin a cocoon around yourself, liquefy yourself into a goo, and then reassemble yourself. And it's got to work, remember. Otherwise, the species has had it. It's over. And reassemble yourself from the goo into a flying insect, a butterfly. Okay, so we've got that still on the table. And as I mentioned yesterday, China's one-child policy, and because of sex selection abortion, there are now 25 million men, 25 million more men than women, who are not going to be able to get married. Unless they import 25 million women from where? Thailand? Where are they going to get all those women from? You know, 15, 20, 25-year-old women. What a tragedy, huh? Liberals, communists, socialists, pro-aborts, homosexuals, evolutionists, atheists, Democrats, Republicans. They're also short-sighted and lack wisdom. It's so tragic. All right, so if you have thoughts on these issues, and then also, what else do we have? We have Samuel Alito nominated to the U.S. Supreme Court by President Bush, and Alito is a legal positivist who elevates man's law above God, and he has no prevailing moral foundation, and therefore he could vote to uphold late-term abortion in New Jersey as he did in the year 2000. And the Christian ministries are lining up, as we predicted the day he was nominated, that they would line up in support of him, because since our national Christian leaders have become legal positivists themselves, they will justify supporting a judge who ruled that because of process, not because of right or wrong, not because of fearing God, but because of process, it should remain legal in New Jersey under his authority. It should remain legal to kill late-term babies. Late-term babies, okay? All right, so that we also have that issue. And the phone number, 1-800-8-ENYART. That's 1-800-836-9278. Oh, yeah, and we have the letter carrier, the mailman who was shot 7 times in Snellville, Georgia, by a man who wanted to go to prison for life. What a tragic story that is, and what is wrong with our criminal justice system in America? Our incarceration system is a mistake. Whoever came up with the idea that the way to punish someone is to feed them and clothe them and educate them and medicate them and entertain them and keep them warm in winter and cool in summer. Whoever came up with that idea? Foosball and basketball, softball, weightlifting, pornography, cigarettes. A lot of prisons have gotten rid of cigarettes, right? All right. Cigarettes, and not that, you know, cigarettes, they're not going to send you to hell, right? In fact, they might send you to heaven faster than not smoking. But so our prison system is broken. Our criminal justice system is broken. And as an example, we have another defense lawyer, attorney in California who has an immediate family member murdered. Remember when Johnny Cochran was representing O.J. Simpson? And we, on this show, Bob and Yurt Live, we talk about how our culture mainstreams murder. You murder someone and it's tolerated. When defense attorneys work so hard to get people acquitted of murder, even when it's obvious that they're guilty, they're working to mainstream murder. And so Johnny Cochran, he managed to get O.J. Simpson acquitted, who's an obvious murderer. And after the trial, his own son was murdered. Imagine that. Your son is murdered. Now, Daniel Horowitz, his wife Pamela, has been murdered by a 16-year-old in California. And these are high-profile criminal defense lawyers whose goal in life is to get their clients acquitted. Their goal is not to get at the truth, not to get at justice, but to get their clients acquitted. And that's typical of lawyers, right? Okay. All right. So, and, you know, there are some Christian lawyers, but that's walking a fine line, because when the law is corrupt, as a lawyer, to some extent, they consider themselves agents of the court. And it's rather difficult to be honorable in a system that is fundamentally dishonorable and godless. It's difficult. I'm not saying it's impossible. It depends on the circumstances, but it's difficult. And typically, if we've told our kids, we've discouraged them from going to law school. You know, they're when they're adults, they could do what they want to do, and so could we. And so we told them that we would disown them if they became lawyers. And I think that's reasonable. I mean, as parents, you should do what you can to influence your kids to be godly. Actually, it must be possible. I shouldn't say must be. It may be possible to have a career as a lawyer and do so honorably. It may be possible, but it would be a challenge. It'd be pretty difficult. And for example, ask a Christian lawyer you know about Judge Samuel Alito, Bush's current nominee to the U.S. Supreme Court, and ask them about Alito's vote in the year 2000 to keep legal late-term abortions on the Third Circuit Court of Appeals. Ask a Christian lawyer you know about that vote. And my guess is if it's a Christian conservative pro-life lawyer, they will defend the vote. And they'll say because they are legal positivist. I mean, virtually all lawyers have become legal positivist. Oliver Wendell Holmes Jr., a U.S. Supreme Court justice who should go down in history as one of the most wicked men out of humanity, mankind, he would talk about the law and justice and say that justice has nothing to do with it. It's just the law. And as to whether or not a certain law is right or wrong, he would say, well, if it's a law, then it's right. Because whatever the law is, that's right. And there is no such thing as a devotion to God, a dedication to God, or a foundation of morality by which we can judge laws. Laws are the ultimate authority in human civilization. That is what is taught in our law schools, and that's what the vast majority of our Christian lawyers believe or at least openly operate at that level. So that I would think that our Christian leaders, as we continue with this Alito battle, and he'll almost certainly be confirmed to the U.S. Supreme Court, I would think that we're going to hear our Christian leaders either avoid the topic of him voting to uphold late-term abortion. And picture that. That's a six-month-old baby in the womb. Six, seven-month-old baby who could survive on his own if he's born premature, preemies. Happens all the time. We have a dear friend of this show, Joe Riccobono, and his wife Monique. They just had a baby premature. The baby's about 5 pounds. Little Braden. Beautiful little boy. And so you could have a late-term abortion, and if the baby was born, instead of killed, he could survive out of the womb. Not that that changes the fact that it's murder either way, because it's a unique individual at the moment of fertilization. So it's murder if you intentionally kill a living human being, an innocent human being. And that applies from the moment of fertilization. So the morning after pill, are you for de-sexing people? Are you for killing people? That's murder. You're killing an innocent human being. But with late-term abortion, you would think that even people who are morally challenged, people who are enemies of God, but still have some sense of a conscience and some commitment to the basic values of right and wrong, like do not murder, could look at a late-term baby who for months has been playing with his toes and sleeping and dreaming. That baby sucking his thumb, that baby who already would recognize his mother if born as compared to a nurse, and he's more comfortable with mom. That baby who could at that age express emotion as John the Baptist leapt for joy in his mother Elizabeth's womb when he was 6 months of age. And a baby, a preemie, when a preemie is born, at what age does a baby love and sense a commitment to its mother? At what age? Got to wait till he's 3 years old? Not in my experience. Precious little babies are born loving their mothers. Do they understand that intellectually? I don't think so. But they're wildly complex, awesome, tiny creatures. And so Judge Samuel Alito, Christian, pro-life, conservative, Republican nominated, hero of the pro-life movement now, looks at late-term babies and says, you know, it's my job to vote to keep it legal to kill you. And I will do that because I have no prevailing moral foundation. I have no commitment to thou shalt not murder. I have no interest in the question of whether or not you're a living human being. What my job is to rubber stamp precedents established by the U.S. Supreme Court, and I'll do that. That makes him a murderer. Samuel Alito is a murderer, and if we had the Nuremberg trials again, if ever we do, we may in the future, who knows, here in America, is there a Nuremberg, Indiana? There's everything else Indiana, right? Warsaw, Indiana, Moscow, Ohio, Moscow, Idaho. We need a Nuremberg, Indiana, so that we can have our own American Nuremberg trials once abortion is outlawed. And you know what? You can't execute people. You can't even convict people ex post facto, right? You can't pass a law and say everyone who broke this law yesterday can be convicted by this law. That's wrong. You can't do that. So because America legalized the killing of innocent children, we cannot try people for that crime. Just like Germany, when they legalized the killing of Jews, they don't have the authority then to try their own people who killed Jews. But we went in and we defeated the murderous German government, like we did with Saddam Hussein's government, systematically torturing, murdering, raping their political opponents. And we went in and we did arrest a number of Germans who were guilty, including lawyers and judges. And we executed some lawyers in the justice trials, the Nuremberg trials. And we sentenced to life in prison some of the German judges. They should have been executed also, but we had political considerations. We're trying to rebuild Germany, and we wanted the Germans to stand with us against the Russians. And so we had these political considerations, so we stopped executing the people, the Germans, who should have been executed. So Samuel Alito, Judge Samuel Alito, hero of the pro-life movement, he is a murderer. He kills late-term babies because it's part of his job description. And his mother says, oh, he's against abortion. He's pro-life. My son is pro-life, but if his paycheck depends on it, he will kill babies because that's his job. And who are you to judge my son? He's a pro-life child killer, and I'm proud of him. So that's where we are. That's where we are. By the way, our phone number, if you want to call in and talk to an angry talk show host. Now, how's that for marketing? Trying to get a few calls. 1-800-8-NYART. That's 1-800-836-9278. 1-800-836-9278. So when Alito was announced, I mentioned that if he had to vote all over again, my guess is he would reverse the vote he gave 14 years ago. And we may never be able to prove this unless he admits it or until Judgment Day. But my guess is he would reverse his vote from 14 years ago when he said if a married woman is having an abortion, she has to notify her husband. And that those laws, parental consent, parental notification, waiting periods, these laws that are designed by pro-lifers, what they think is that these laws will help us in the battle against child killing. But they're wrong. They are making tactical and strategic errors in their thinking. Their strategy is amiss. And if ever Roe v. Wade is overturned, if the U.S. Supreme Court eventually says we didn't have the authority and they reverse it, then we're going to have hundreds of laws that allow abortion on the books in cities and states and counties around this country that were put there by Christian pro-lifers that codify abortion into law. Hundreds of them will have. As long as you notify someone, as long as you wait 3 days, or as long as this, or as long as that, then you can have your abortion. Or as long as you don't use the partial birth abortion technique, then you can kill your child, which we've wasted a decade and millions of dollars on an amoral strategy of trying to outlaw partial birth abortion when most Christians have been led to believe that meant that late-term abortions would be stopped. And it doesn't mean that. Abortionists are trained in multiple techniques, and not a single abortion would be canceled if that partial birth abortion ban ever took effect. Not one abortion would be canceled because Warren Hearn in Boulder, George Tiller in Wichita, they would just use a different technique. Right, our phone number is 1-800-8-NYART. That's 1-800-836-9278. And we also have China to look at, where they have 25 million men without potential mates, wives, because they've been aborted in sex selection abortions and also infanticide, where you have a family, you're a rural agrarian family, you have a farm, that's how you survive. Your farm is more like a big garden, and you have a daughter and the family in their perverse paganism, in their Buddhism, they think, well, we can't have a girl work our garden, our farm. That won't work. So we're going to kill her because our communist liberal government has outlawed siblings. They've outlawed brothers and sisters. You can only have one kid as their general rule. There's some exceptions. And so we're going to kill our daughter and try for a son. And so they're 25. That's happened 25 million times in China, 25 million times, because people are not basically good. They're basically sinners. As the Bible teaches us, people are basically sinners. All right. And the phone number here, 1-800-8-NYART. That's 1-800-836-9278. And this tragedy in Georgia with this letter carrier who was shot seven times this year, seven times because some guy wanted to go to prison because it's nicer in prison than his life. Let's go to the phones. In Colorado Springs, Charles, welcome to Bob and Yurt Live.
Thank you. This is my second time calling and second time to hear your entire program. I'm going to start listening to it because I have a very busy schedule. I'm only able to listen to talk radio about 30 minutes a week, and I have to do it, you know, real carefully.
Right.
And the thing that really is obvious to me, when Jesus said, teach all things, we live in a society that militates against that.
Right.
I was listening to Dr. Larry Bates as I was getting ready to listen to your show, and because of the light you shed on the subject yesterday, I was able quickly to realize that he was pretty useless as far as his own understanding
his
of the
opinion,
issue.
Was he talking about? I didn't hear.
And yeah, he talked about Alito, and his feeling was, boy, that's a good nomination because, you know, this guy is going to be a strict constitutionalist.
Here's what I think. I think that our conservative Christian leaders across this country, you're referring to Chuck and Larry Bates,
yes,
they have their own show,
uh-huh,
and their own information radio network, and they're on in Denver on the,
yes,
same Crawford station, KLTT.
Yeah.
So many conservative Christians, they enjoy the battle, the fight.
Yes.
It's fun.
Yes.
Look at the, you know, hockey, the Stanley Cup. Look at the Super Bowl. I mean, human beings love competition. It's intense. It's fun. Just a card game for quarters at night, and people get excited.
Mm.
Never mind a national political battle,
yes,
against who? Against Planned Parenthood and the ACLU and all these groups we despise. And so here's Samuel Alito, and he's nominated by a Republican, and conservatives are saying, hey, he's about the best we can get, so let's fight for him. And then they're in the fight. And they never really stopped to analyze this man on the basis of right and wrong. Did this man ever sign his name to keep it legal to kill babies, late-term babies, in New Jersey? Did he ever? Yes, he's proud of that decision. George W. Bush is proud of that decision. And check this out. The national Christian leaders who are now lobbying for him, they will defend that on their legal positivist grounds because that was his job.
Mm.
It's my job to kill Jews. How dare you criticize me for that?
Right. Again, when Christ said, teach all things, we live in a society that prohibits at times, discourages from teaching all things when it comes counter to what is politically correct. And also, I think your radio talk shows are popular and profitable when there are Christian paper tigers. As long as they're a paper tiger, I heard one of the former Dukes of Hazzard got saved, and he gave a testimony that one of his preachers said, if you're playing basketball and they throw you the basketball and nobody comes to defend you, it sends you a message from the other team.
Right.
But if they throw you the basketball and all of a sudden you get double teamed, it sends you another message.
Yeah, right.
And what we have is the Christian paper tigers, the Christians that are, you know, politically tolerable, that are useful to the evil agenda of those that are not paper tigers.
Well, Charles, I think sadly it's going that way because as the laws are changed, now our laws, our moral laws are gradually changed. And who's changing them? The humanists, the homosexuals, Hillary and Hollywood, you know, the 4-H Club. They're gradually changing our laws toward increasing sexual immorality and murder and theft. And our national Christian ministries, they've lost their way. They're no longer on a foundation of right and wrong, righteousness, as revealed by God.
Right.
And so their public policy changes every few years, and they just lag behind Hollywood just a little bit.
What I see is these groups cannot change laws without either the silence or the ignorant support of the national Christian base.
Well, whether they can or cannot, in reality, they have either the support or the silence.
Yeah, and that's
and so
my
they're
point.
Getting their
it's,
way.
It's that
All right.
silence.
Charles, thank you so very much.
Okay.
God bless you. I appreciate that call. 1-800-8-N-YART. That's 1-800-836-9278. In Aurora, Colorado, Nathaniel, welcome to Bob and Yart Live.
How you doing, Bob? God bless you.
Good, sir.
Bob, so if we, you say that we cannot send these judges who was going for Roe v. Wade and abortion, we cannot send them to the electorate chair, or we cannot judge them and put them in prison, huh?
We don't have the authority.
But if another country come out and overtake us, they could do this to us, to our judges, like what we did to Germans, huh?
Yeah, that's absolutely true. For example, if adultery is grounds for divorce, you don't have the right to commit adultery and say to your wife, okay, now I'm going to have a divorce because we have adultery in our marriage. You can't do that.
Uh-huh.
So when you are a participant in the crime, it changes the dynamics of justice and how then justice will operate.
Uh-huh. Hey, Bob.
Yes.
Why the Christians have not come together and put some commercials on national TV to show the world what abortion is? And why we haven't really challenged the New York Times for saying they don't mind actually killing a baby out the womb?
Well, Nathaniel, I'm on the board of an organization, lifecommercials.com.
Uh-huh.
Their website is tremendous. They have their commercials right on their website. You just click and you watch their 60-second commercials, which are maybe the best anti-abortion commercials ever made, and they're doing their best to get them aired.
Oh, thank
God. Yeah, but they need a lot of money.
Uh-huh.
To do that.
And they called what?
Lifecommercials.com.
Okay, Bob, can I say one more thing?
Yes, sir.
Why don't you put together a mock Supreme Court trial, like you will be the head Supreme Court, and God's kingdom's coming back, and you judge our Supreme Court.
Nathaniel, thanks for the suggestion. We're out of time. Our website, kgov.com. Check out our products. Okay, hey, Maranatha Christian Center in Arvada. Simply the best Christian school I've ever seen. Check them out, Maranatha, 303-431-5653. That's Maranatha Christian Center.